Welcome to Achieving Your Optimal Health, listening with Nan Isson. Now, I've brought this up before and just really want to quickly mention again about health and about what we believe about health. And I'm hearing more and more, and often as a joke, and I completely get that it's a joke and there's humour in it, the message of, well, health, we're all dying. Healthy people just die more slowly. Or healthy people just live longer. And what's the point to that if you don't get to enjoy your life? Because what I enjoy is eating this and doing that and sitting on the couch and whatever it is. Now, this is a really interesting point because this is something that culturally in most cultures that I'm privileged enough to speak with, there's some of this belief in there somewhere. Most of us believe, or many of us have been taught, that to be healthy is just to lead this boring life. And we're all dying one day, so we might as well just get on and do whatever we want now. And absolutely, we all have freedom. We all have freedom of choice and we can do whatever we want. The issue comes with people believing that quality of life is not impacted by our daily decisions and our health. The problem comes when people believe that one day they'll just fall asleep and not wake up and that'll be it. Now, unfortunately for most people, they don't get the gift of just passing away in their sleep. What a lovely way to pass away. No pain, no suffering. For many, many, many people, there are so many chronic illnesses now, and so many people, percentage-wise, it's increasing at an exponential rate. So we have people not enjoying the last 10 to 15 years of their life, say, or longer, not having a quality of life, especially in the later years of their life. So the theory of, well, healthy people are just dying more slowly, doesn't really work. Because the healthier you are, the healthier you allow yourself to be, means that you get to enjoy today more. You've got the energy to do what you want today. You're not suffering the headaches today, the bowel issues, digestive issues today, the aches and pains today, the anxiety and depression today, the skin complaints today, the asthma, the cardiovascular issues, the hormonal issues. You're not experiencing those today. You're living optimally healthy today. You're living with peak performance today. And imagine what you could achieve living like that today. The other thing that happens is, as we just discussed, many of us don't just get to pass away in our sleep in a really nice way. Many people are experiencing the last 10 to 15 years of their life with such a low quality, it's almost cruel. It's not sustainable for us to be doing what we're doing to our bodies now and having such a low quality of our life in the last 10 to 15 years. So let's get rid of this belief and theory and joke about, well, healthy people are just dying more slowly, or they're just going to live longer with a low quality of life. And I guess that comes to what you believe quality of life is. Is it going out and getting smashed on a Saturday night and not being able to get up and do anything on a Sunday? Is it going out, enjoying food and understanding what food suits your body, and getting up and having a great time on a Sunday because you've got the energy and the health to do so? Is it about experiencing constant emotional binge eating issues and hormonal issues and health issues and exhaustion and headaches and depression and anxiety every day? Or is it about being able to deal with these things and process them so that you can get on with enjoying life in whatever way you want now? Having a quality of life now, and not just now, but for however long it is that you live, you have a quality of life that you make sure that you're not only living to your best now, but you're giving yourself every chance to have a quality of life right up until the very end. Because far too many of us are experiencing such a low quality of life in the last 10 to 15 years especially. And I do not believe our body is designed to do that. I do not believe our body is designed to be experiencing the symptoms, the signs, the signals that many of us experience each and every day. The physical, the mental, the emotional, the soulful, the binge eating, the emotional eating, the struggling with food, the struggling with nutrition, the digestive symptoms, the IBS, the diverticulitis, the cardiovascular issues, the cholesterol, the anxiety, the depression, the skin and hair complaints, the way that we're aging at a rapid rate and really not enjoying our life, our aches and pains. And that's not to say that we're just going to live this pain-free bubble, we're going to live in a bubble and everything's going to be perfect. Life happens. But the quality of our health depends so much on our ability to deal with the challenges that life throws at us. If we're having headaches every day, we find it very, very difficult to deal with just the most minor of things. How are we going to deal with major things if we're struggling to get through our day as a day-to-day? If we're struggling to even deal with ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and soulfully on a day-to-day basis, how can we deal with life's larger challenges? So I encourage you to have a think about the jokes that we have about quality of life, the jokes that we throw around about, well, healthy people, they're just dying more slowly. They're just living longer, but they're boring. Well, again, what's boring to you? Living life to the fullest and doing whatever you want because you've got the energy to do so? Or sitting on the couch and eating processed food feeling rubbish about yourself, having all signs, having all amount of signs, signals and symptoms, and not living out your desires because you just don't have the energy to do so. And that's only one example. So let's put health in perspective, especially now that we've seen what happens when our community is at risk of not being healthy. Everything gets shut down. Because without health, there's no quality. Not now and not in the future. So have a think about, what does quality of health mean to you? What does quality of life mean to you? And what are you going to do to achieve that? And again, I hope you've enjoyed my dog snoring. I know I have. And so thanks for listening. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.